Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Retired University of Kentucky Extension Forage Specialist Dr. Gary Lightspiel still enjoys working with farmers in the hay and forage industry. During the recent National Farm Machinery Show, Dr. Lightspiel said farmers are very concerned about the rain and wet weather as we head into 2019.
Invariably, most conversations want to know, what can I do about all this mud situation? And, you know, it has been a challenge this year. But, you know, those of us in agriculture, we have some challenges every year, and that's the success of the American farmer. We've been adaptable. If we hadn't, we'd been out of business.
Although he's retired from the University of Kentucky, Dr. Lightspiel continues to work in the seed and forage industry.
I continue to do a lot of the things that I enjoy doing. I've been working with the Oregon seed industry for 35 years, and most of the grasses and clovers that we use in Kentucky come from the Willamette Valley. So I work with them. They're expert seed producers, but they don't know how we grow it, how we establish it. So we write a lot of their publications, and I do that.
He also works with the National Hay Association, whose president is from Kentucky.
I've been working a lot with the National Hay Association and other groups that have a mutual interest, that I can do the same thing I did with Extension. I don't have to sell a product. I just sell information or give it away, you know, and so that's what I do, and I enjoy it.
We'll continue our visit in just a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Retired UK forage specialist Dr. Gary Lightspiel adds cutting-edge technology continues to be present in the forage industry.
There's some breakthroughs in red clover. There's some breakthroughs in the herbicide world on a herbicide that we can spray on grass white clover without taking that out. So there's a lot of good things. Still a lot of breakthroughs in genetics now. And we need all the help we can get. As you look at the big picture now, we got to feed 9.7 billion people by 2050. We need to be efficient. And I'd really feel for the farmers who are under more challenges and more pressures every day.
He notes it is important for agriculture to continue to educate today's consumers during events such as the National Farm Machinery Show.
30 years ago, most people had some connection with the farm. Now that connection dropped. If I look at the thousands of people that come through here, even though they're coming to an ag event, they still don't know much about what goes on at the farm.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.